Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, October 17th. Dawn Tedford, a longtime civil servant in Hanover and a mayoral candidate in South Bruce Peninsula, has died. A Facebook post from the Tedford campaign says he passed away on Saturday. Tedford was director of development for Hanover. He also worked part-time recently for South Bruce Peninsula in the capacity of chief building official. The town of South Bruce Peninsula issued a statement saying Mr. Tedford was a dedicated and well-respected civil servant, adding his knowledge and kind spirit will be missed by many. In a separate notice, the town says the voting ballots for the 2022 municipal election cannot be revised at this late stage. The town says the election will continue with the remaining two mayoral candidates. Grey Bruce OPP have released the identity of a local man who died in a collision in Chatsworth. OPP say on October 11th, just after 7:15 p.m., they responded to the scene of a fatal collision involving a motorcycle and a vehicle on Highway 6 in the township of Chatsworth. OPP say life-saving efforts were performed, but the driver of the motorcycle was pronounced deceased. They have been identified as 32-year-old Stephen Rill from the township of West Grey. CUPE has given their workers the go-ahead to legally walk off the job next month. The union announced today education workers, including custodians, early childhood educators, and school administration staff can strike as of November 3rd. However, the union has to give 5 days notice of any job action. This comes as both the union and the province enter into mediation. No one was hurt in a fire at McDonald's in Kincardine over the weekend. Fire Chief Brad Lemich says crews were dispatched to the blaze around 8:25 Sunday morning and were there for about 2.5 hours.
Staff had self-evacuated upon first crews arriving, and everybody was safe. And no firefighter injuries as well.
Lemich says the damage was limited to some of the equipment and some of the functions of the building, but did not extend to the structure. He says the cause of the blaze is unknown and is being investigated. The town of Saugeen Shore says starting October 17th, Hydro One is clearing its lines along the rail trail from River Street to Highway 21. The town says it expects the trail to be closed for the week, and they're asking people to avoid the area until the work is finished. Meanwhile, the town says the North Shore Road is temporarily closed in both directions at Hilly Lane so crews can complete storm sewer installation. The road is closed to through traffic from Bushwood Lane to Concession 10. Local residents will have access. For the second Monday in a row, Kyiv has come under attack from Russia, this time by drones. There were at least 4 areas of the city where large explosions were reported. One hit a residential building. The Ukrainian Air Force reported it was able to shoot down a number of Iranian-made drones early this morning. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 294 points to 18,621. The Dow Jones is up 550 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.90 U.S. cents, up 88 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $85.57, down 4 cents a barrel. In sports, in Major League Baseball, it's Game 5 tonight in the American League Division Series between the New York Yankees and Cleveland Guardians. That's a 7:07 first pitch in the Bronx. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs look to make it 3 straight wins as they host the Arizona Coyotes at 7. It's an off day in the Ontario Hockey League. On Wednesday night, the Owen Sound Attack host the London Knights at the Bayshore. And in the NFL, it's the 2-3 Denver Broncos against the 3-2 LA Chargers in the Monday Nighter at 8:15 this evening. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.